Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into something really interesting: creative job roles in the media world.
Yeah, it's a big topic.
It is.
I
And we're
mean,
not just, listing titles. We want to get under the hood, figure out what these folks really do day to day, and crucially, how that creative spark connects with, well, the technical stuff.
That's pretty much the baseline,
When's
isn't
your
it?
gray in?
What you find across the board in media is that, well, every job mixes creativity and technical skill. They really go hand in hand.
So I can't have one without the other.
Not effectively, no. Like, you can't dream up amazing 3D animation if you don't know the basics of how to, say, rig a character model
Right.
or design a beautiful website if you have zero clue about what HTML or CSS actually, do.
Okay. So that blend, imagination plus execution, that's key. But the roles we're focusing on today, the ones called creative, what sets them apart specifically?
I'd say it's the emphasis on original ideas, starting something new. While senior roles often get heavier on the management side, these creative roles we're digging into, they offer real space for imagination, for, concept work, building something from the ground up.
So our mission today is to unpack what they do, what skills they need, maybe some hidden ones, and where they fit in the whole production timeline.
Exactly. Let's map it out.
Right. Let's start with the big list then. We've got the main creative roles pulled from the source material. It's quite a
It
mix.
is, and having this full list gives you a good sense of the landscape. So here are the eight key ones mentioned: animator, content creator, copywriter, graphic designer, illustrator or graphic artist. Sometimes those overlap a bit. Photographer, script writer, and web designer.
That's a solid list. Covers a lot of ground from story to visuals.
Definitely.
Okay, let's dive deeper. Maybe start with the roles that lay the groundwork, like the script writer.
Good place to start. Yeah, the script writer. They're really the architect of the story.
Building the blueprint.
Exactly. Their main job is crafting that screenplay. Could be using a basic word processor or, more likely, specialized software like Final Draft.
And it's more than just dialogue,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. Yes, they write the characters and what they say, kind of like a playwright does. But then it gets much more technical for media. They have to specify where things happen, the locations, notes on emotion, tone. And what's really interesting, sometimes they even suggest specific camera shots or movements. Stuff you might think is purely the director's job.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Doesn't that like step on the director's toes a bit? How does that relationship work?
Well, it's meant to be collaborative. The writer's putting down their vision for the scene, right? Especially if how it's shot is like really tied to the plot. So these could suggest that it's in the blueprint, but the material points out they work closely with producers, with directors, to make sure it's actually doable.
Practical.
Yeah, practical, achievable within budget, time, all that. So it's a conversation right from page one.
That makes sense. Okay, so from the written word, let's pivot to the visual side. How about the animator?
Right, the animator. Their job is all about bringing things to life with movement. Could be 2D, could be 3D.
And the technical side there must be pretty intense. It's not just like drawing picture after picture.
No, not at all. The technical skill needed is huge. You need mastery of the software. Maybe 2D animation programs or complex 3D suites like Blender or Maya. That means understanding things like character rigging, building the sort of digital skeleton so a character moves believably, and keyframing, setting those precise points of movement over time. The scope varies wildly, too. Could be a short online ad, could be a whole feature film.
And it takes ages, I imagine.
Oh, incredibly time-consuming. Even just rendering a few seconds can take a long time, which is why animators almost always work in teams. Yeah, usually overseen by a director to keep the style and pace consistent across the whole project.
Okay, teamwork is key there. Now, what about roles dealing more with text and like the digital interface? We have copywriter and content creator. They sound kind of similar.
They do sound similar and they're related, but yeah, their focus is to think of the copywriter as the specialist in words.
Wordsmith.
Exactly. It's purely focused on the text, the copy. And the goal is usually specific. Engage the reader, entertain them, inform, maybe educate, or often persuade.
So their technical skills aren't visual design, but more like marketing, strategy.
Precisely. A good copywriter isn't just about perfect grammar. They're technically skilled in things like SEO, making sure search engines find the text, maybe A/B testing different versions of copy, even using software sometimes to analyze the tone, make sure it's hitting the right notes with the audience. Just a few words can make or break a big campaign.
Yeah, definitely. So the content creator, then. They're broader, more multimedia.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah, more of a generalist. They create a whole range of stuff, short videos, photos, graphics, specifically designed for sharing online.
Social media stuff.
Right, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, whatever the platform is. So their technical know-how has to include things like what size image works best here, what aspect ratio for this video, what actually gets people to interact on this specific channel.
Got it. Okay, let's move to the visual specialists who build like the look and feel. Web designer, graphic designer, illustrator. How do they fit together? Let's start with a web designer.
Okay, web designer. They're primarily focused on the user's experience aesthetically, the look and feel of a website.
Navigation,
Yeah,
colors.
navigation, color schemes, fonts, how everything is laid out visually.
Obviously, strong design skills needed there, but where's the technical angle beyond just making pretty pictures?
Well, they need a really solid, practical understanding of web languages,
Yeah.
primarily HTML and CSS.
Oh,
And they might not be the ones writing all the complex back-end code, the database stuff.
that's the develop.
Usually, yeah. They often work closely with a web developer who handles the heavy coding, but the designer has to know how their visual ideas translate into code. They need to understand constraints like responsive design, making sure it works on phones and desktops,
Right.
and things like page load times, accessibility for users with disabilities. It's quite technical. They're creating the visual map for the developer to build.
Okay, that clarifies the website. Now, the graphic designer, they seem fundamental to branding.
Absolutely. Graphic designers are all about visual communication hierarchy,
Yeah.
making information clear and visually appealing.
Logos, brochures,
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
exactly. Logos, reports, marketing materials, packaging. Their creative input is defining that visual identity for a brand or product.
And the technical part, is it mainly software mastery?
A huge part of it is, yes, mastery of tools like Adobe InDesign, Illustrator, Photoshop, but it's also technical knowledge about things like typography, layout principles, color theory, and ensuring everything is pixel perfect, ready for print or optimized correctly for digital screens, often working within really strict brand guidelines.
Okay, so how does that differ from an illustrator or graphic artist? They sound similar too.
The line can be a bit blurry sometimes, but often the distinction comes down to originality and style.
Okay.
A graphic designer is often working with existing elements, photos, typefaces, shapes, to assemble something functional, communicative. The illustrator is more often focused on creating original artwork from scratch.
Ah, so the illustrator is the one doing the custom drawing. Digital painting, maybe.
Yeah, precisely. Developing a specific artistic style for, say, characters in a game, or detailed infographics, maybe custom illustrations for an article.
Got it.
They still have a client brief to meet, of course. And their technical skill involves mastering digital drawing tools, tablets, specific software to create that unique artwork efficiently and in the right formats.
Makes sense. Okay, last one in our visual group, the photographer. We all take photos now, right? So, what makes this a specific creative job in media?
It really comes down to mastery. Mastery of light, capturing the right moment, and importantly, post-production.
So, the creative part is the framing, the concept.
Yes. But the technical side is having total command of the equipment. We're talking manual settings, aperture, ISO, shutter speed, knowing exactly how to use them to get the desired look.
Not just hitting auto.
Definitely not just hitting auto. And often, managing lighting is huge studio lights, external flashes, reflectors.
And you mentioned post-production, that's editing, right?
Absolutely. And it's a massive part of the job. Skillful use of professional editing software like Lightroom or Capture One for color grading, fixing imperfections, retouching. That's where the initial creative vision really gets refined and perfected. It takes hours of technical work to get an image ready for professional use.
Right. So we've looked at these roles in detail. Now, connecting it back to the bigger picture, you mentioned the project timeline earlier. How does that fit in?
Yeah, that's crucial for understanding how it all works together. Basically, any decent-sized media project follows three main stages: pre-production, production, and post-production.
Okay, pro, post. Simple
The
enough.
labels are simple, yeah. Pre-production is all the planning, scripting, designing, casting, location scouting, everything before you actually start filming or building the main thing.
Got it. Production is.
That's the actual doing phase: the filming, the recording, the coding, the principal animation work, maybe.
And post-production is everything after that.
Pretty much. Editing, adding visual effects, sound mixing, color correction, final rendering, testing, getting it all polished and ready for delivery.
So, what's the big takeaway then, knowing these stages when we think about those eight creative roles we discussed?
The main thing is that these roles aren't stuck in just one box. They often move across the stages.
Ah, okay. Give me an example.
Sure. Take the scriptwriter. They are heavily, heavily involved in pre-production, right? Getting that blueprint locked down. But think about the web designer. They'll do concept work, maybe mock-ups, in pre-production. But the actual build, testing the design's implementation, that happens during production, and then tweaking based on user feedback. That could easily stretch into post-production.
Right. And you mentioned animation earlier. That seems like it would span stages, too.
Exactly. Animation might start during production, maybe creating some basic assets or movements. But the really intense work, the detailed rendering, adding special effects, putting everything together, that's often a huge post-production effort involving the whole team.
Okay.
And this brings up a really interesting point for you, the listener, to think about. If a role crosses these different phases, how does the job change?
What do you mean?
Well, think about the pressures. In pre-production, maybe there's more creative freedom, more time to explore ideas. But as you move into production, and especially post-production, deadlines get tighter. Collaboration needs to be faster, more efficient.
Ah, so the creative freedom might shrink a bit as the technical delivery becomes the priority.
It can, yeah. Or the nature of the creativity changes. It becomes less about broad ideas and more about creative problem solving under pressure. Understanding that shift is really key.
Yeah, that's the difference between just knowing the definition and understanding the reality of the job.
Exactly.
So wrapping this up, what's the main thing you should take away from this deep dive, whether you're aiming for one of these careers or just trying to really get this material?
I think the core idea is that these high-level creative roles are always a mix. They demand original thinking, that spark of imagination, but married to very specific, often quite deep technical skills, whether that's 3D software or SEO tricks or knowing your camera inside out.
And a collaboration too, right? Working with directors, producers.
Absolutely crucial. None of these roles exist in a vacuum. It's almost always team-based, especially connecting with those senior management roles.
Okay. And we know that you listening are probably working through this material quite methodically, watching videos, doing practice tests, making notes.
Right. Trying to really lock in the knowledge.
It's a good structured approach.
It is. And that actually leads perfectly into a final thought we wanted to leave you with.
Oh.
Yeah. So think about learning in stages.
Yeah.
Stage one is, say, taking in the information, watching the video, reading the material.
Okay.
Stage two is testing yourself, quizzes, memory tests, recalling the facts.
Standard learning process.
Right. But what about a stage three? What if you actively try to assess the knowledge using the same standards an expert or an examiner would use?
How would that work here?
Well, instead of just answering a question like describe two creative roles and their stages, imagine you're the one marking that answer. You know the criteria. Okay, two roles identified, that's maybe 1 point each. 4 points available for detailed descriptions. What specific details am I looking for? 2 points for explaining the stages clearly.
Ah, so you put yourself in the assessor's shoes.
Exactly. Thinking like the assessor, knowing precisely what counts as a good detailed answer, what technical points must be included for top marks, that forces you to engage with the material on a much deeper level.
It's not just defining, it's evaluating against a standard.
Right. It moves you from just knowing the definition towards really understanding what professional competence looks like in this field. That shift in thinking. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Something to maybe try out, see how it changes your understanding.
Thinking like the marker, not just the student. That's definitely something to mull over.